Chapter 32. The steward brought a selection of single malts to the top deck where French had settled them in for a nightcap and another story, with a view of Biloxi flickering in the distance. Ray did not drink whiskey and certainly knew nothing about single malts, but he went along with the ritual because he knew French would get even drunker. The truth was flowing in torrents now, and Ray wanted all of it. They settled on Lagavulin because of its smokiness, whatever that meant. There were four others lined like proud old sentries in distinctive regalia, and Ray vowed he'd had enough to drink. He'd sip and spit, and if he got the chance, he'd toss it overboard. To his relief, the steward poured tiny servings in short, thick glasses, heavy enough to crack floors. It was almost 10, but felt much later. The gulf was dark, no other boats were visible. A gentle wind blew from the south and rocked the King of Torts just slightly.
"Who knows about the money?" French asked, smacking his lips.
"Me, you, whoever hauled it up there."
"That's your man."
"Who is he?" A long sip, more smacking. Ray brought the whiskey to his lips and wished he hadn't. Numb as they were, they burned all over again.
"Gordy Priest. He worked for me for 8 or so years. First as a gopher, then a runner, then a bagman. His family has been on the coast forever, always on the edges. His father and uncles ran numbers, whores, moonshine, honky-tonks, nothing legal. They were part of what was once known as the Coast Mafia, the bunch of thugs who disdained honest work. 20 years ago, they controlled some things around here. Now they're history. Most of them went to jail. Gordy's father, a man I knew very well, got shot outside a bar near Mobile. A pretty miserable lot, really. My family has known them for years."
He was implying that his family had been part of the same bunch of crooks, but he couldn't say it. They had been the front guys, the lawyers, who smiled for the cameras and cut the backroom deals.
"Gordy went to jail when he was about 20, a stolen car ring that covered a dozen states. I hired him when he got out, and over time he became one of the best runners on the coast. He was particularly good at the offshore cases. He knew the guys on the rigs, and when there was a death or injury, he'd get the case. I'd give him a nice percentage. Gotta take care of your runners. 1 year, I paid him almost $80,000, all of it in cash. He blew it, of course, casinos and women. Loved to go to Vegas and stay drunk for a week, throw money around like a big shot. He acted like an idiot, but he wasn't stupid. He was always up and down. When he was broke, he'd scramble and make some money. When he had money, he'd manage to lose it."
"I'm sure this is all headed my way," Ray said.
"Hang on," French said. "After the Gibson case early last year, the money hit like a tidal wave. I had favors to repay. Lots of cash got hauled around. Cash to lawyers who were sending me the cases. Cash to doctors who were screening thousands of new clients. Not all of it was illegal, mind you, but a lot of folks didn't want records. I made the mistake of using Gordy as the delivery boy. I thought I could trust him. I thought he would be loyal. I was wrong."
French had finished one sample and was ready for another. Ray declined and pretended to work on the Lagavulin.
"And he drove the money up to Clanton and left it on the front porch," Ray said.
"He did. And 3 months after that, he stole $1 million from me in cash and disappeared. He has 2 brothers, and at any given time during the past 10 years, one of the three has been in prison. Except for now. Now they're all on parole, and they're trying to extort big money out of me. Extortion is a serious crime, you know, but I can't exactly go to the FBI.
"What makes you think he's after the $3 million?
"Wiretaps. We picked it up a few months ago. I've hired some pretty serious characters to find Gordy."
"What will you do if you find him?"
"Oh, there's a price on his head."
"You mean like a contract?"
"Yes."
And with that, Ray reached for another single malt.